Hello friends and family, what a blessing to see you again. We are so excited to spend time in devotions with you and thank you for tuning in. Today I want to talk to you about living the perfect life. So many of us try and live this perfect life, not realizing that Christ has already become our perfection on the inside. So we get condemned about things that we've done in the past and we use that as an excuse or as a pattern that we perceive life is going to be in the future again that way. So we sometimes get scared and draw back because we believe that the same mistakes we made is going to be the same mistakes we make in the future. And I want to encourage you, that is not the courage of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has freed you from the power of condemnation. And even when you make mistakes, the Holy Spirit has taught you through those mistakes how to do it right in the future. So today I want to just say this to you. It's time to trust yourself again. There was a time that I thought I was not a good steward of money. I was trying to work with money and it was just as if the things never worked out. And one day a girl, a friend of ours, Naomi, she sent me a WhatsApp in that time that I was trying to steward my money. And she said, "Alfred, I just feel these words for you. You are a good steward." In that moment, I was like, oh, but I've missed it. It's not I'm that a good steward, but it is Christ in me that is already a good steward. And from that time, God did something in my heart that was an effortless change, and I started being a good steward supernaturally of my money. And that is just amazing how God can do things for us supernaturally. And we need to remove that power of condemnation out of our hearts and let the power of righteousness fill us from the inside and let us live right before God. It says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, you'll know this verse, but sometimes we have heard it so much that it doesn't actually apply to our lives anymore. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become brand spanking new. You've become a brand spanking new creature in Christ. What you are not good at, Christ can be good on your behalf in that same thing. Christ can propel you into the future. Don't focus your life on what you are good or bad at. Focus your life on what Christ has done on the inside of you. We need to read this scripture with new eyes again and realize we are completely brand new creatures, and we can pursue the life from the perspective of Christ in us and let Him be good on our behalf. Let Him be strong where you are not strong. Let Him be strong in the places where you think you might be weak, and get that condemnation out of your heart and fill your heart again with the power of righteousness to propel you into the future. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.